From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The main challenger to Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he has strong evidence that last week's election was rigged by Karzai and says he's lodged more than 100 complaints. Counting is still underway. Results are not expected before Tuesday. An outcome that's accepted by supporters of both candidates is crucial for the country and President Obama, who has made stabilizing Afghanistan a top foreign policy priority. The Obama administration has poured thousands more troops into Afghanistan, but a new poll shows support for the war is waning as casualties are mounting due to a resurgent Taliban. Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, says he's well aware of the Taliban's strength.
Afghanistan is very vulnerable in terms of Taliban and extremists taking over again, and I don't think that threat's going to go away.
Mullen appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. NATO commanders want the U.S. to send more troops to Afghanistan. Mullen would not say whether that would happen. It's the final weekend of the government's $3 billion Cash for Clunkers program, and last-minute shoppers are trying out to seal a good deal. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Coonsport Falls Church has red and blue balloons out, as well as an old beat-up pickup with the words Coons Cash for Clunkers up to $4,500 written on the side. And retired Marine Russ Friedline is planning to trade in his 2000 Ford Expedition for a more fuel-efficient Ford F-150 truck.
I've bought lots of brand-new cars, but they're always the wife's, and I took the junkers. But she's not getting his F-150 if I buy it.
But the Clunkers program is already over at Jack Taylor's Alexandria Toyota, where one salesman said there are only 20 new cars left on the lot. Workers there said their program ended Saturday night, so there will be time to submit paperwork to the government by tomorrow's deadline to be reimbursed for giving customers rebates of up to $4,500. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A South Korean president who made history by holding the first ever summit with North Korea was remembered today at a state funeral. From Seoul, Dwali Saikau Tao has more.
It was a somber day for tens of thousands of mourners who gathered on the lawn at Seoul's National Assembly Plaza for the late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. Prime Minister Han Sung-soo said Kim dedicated his life to democracy and human rights. Around Seoul's City Hall, people waved signs that read, "Farewell, Mr. Sunshine," referring to former President Kim's sunshine policy of engaging with North Korea. The North's leader sent a delegation to pay their respects Friday. Early Sunday, the envoys met with President Lee Myung-bak for the first time since Lee took office almost 2 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
Tens of thousands of residents have evacuated the northern suburbs of Athens, Greece. Wildfires continue to burn out of control for a third straight day. This is NPR. Crews in Massachusetts rescued three people swept out to sea at a Maine park by big waves from Hurricane Bill. The storm is being blamed for at least one death in Florida. Further up the coast in Canada now, the storm has pelted Nova Scotia and Halifax with heavy rains and powerful winds. Flights were canceled and roads were temporarily closed during the height of the storm. Switzerland is in an uproar over the government's decision to apologize to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi for the arrest of his son Hannibal and daughter-in-law last year in Geneva for abusing their domestic servants. Libya had demanded an apology as the price of reestablishing normal relations. Lisa Schlein has the story from Geneva.
Libya was quick to retaliate against Switzerland. It arrested two Swiss businessmen and imposed a series of economic sanctions. Switzerland resisted Gaddafi's demand for an apology for more than a year, but finally gave in. Swiss Member of Parliament Lutzer Strom accuses the government of giving in to blackmail.
The country should not do that, because if a country starts to do this, any terrorist in the world could start hijacking somebody. And then our country would be forced to make concessions.
Critics in Switzerland accuse the government of caving in to Gaddafi because of its interest in Libyan oil. Similar charges are being made against Scotland in the wake of its decision to release the Lockerbie bomber. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a small plane was hit by a car on California's Highway 101 just after it made an emergency landing. Authorities say the plane's two occupants were not hurt, and nor were those in the vehicle. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.